I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This episode of r/entitledparents is all about my own personal experience with a Karen. Now, this is only the second ever time I've told you lot about my own experiences with an entitled parent, so you know it's going to be a good one. So, without further ado, sit back, relax, and listen to how this Karen tried to steal my phone to play Wordle. Karen steals my phone to play Wordle. Last week, I had a dentist appointment. I get there, speak to the receptionist, sit on the sofa, and go on my phone for a few minutes while waiting to be called. Then, all of a sudden, I realize something truly shocking. I haven't done today's Wordle yet. I'm a night owl, so I usually do it in the early hours. But for whatever reason, I hadn't done so on this day. I pride myself as a Wordle connoisseur. Quirdles, Octordles, Sedacordles, Duotrigordles, Nerdles, Worldles, even some Mantles, I love them all. So, almost missing today's Wordle was, as you can imagine, extremely embarrassing. Anyway, as I get on the New York Times website, a woman and her son enter the practice. The kid's probably around 6 or 7 years old, pretty standard stuff for your mum to accompany you to the dentist at that age. At this point, I had no concerns over this mum and her son. They seem polite and pretty normal. The mum was chatting on her phone at a normal decibel level and then hung up to check in. Now, maybe it's because I live in the UK rather than the US, but you don't tend to get straight up crazy entitled people where I'm from. Back to the important stuff. I'm pondering over my starting word as they are speaking with the receptionist. I opt for stare, a go-to classic of mine that has always treated me well. R and E both flash orange, a decent start. As I'm thinking of what to go for next, the mum and her son come over to the sofa and sit down next to me, waiting for their appointment too. As I'm about to enter my second word, bored, by the way, I play on hard mode, and if you don't, you are a filthy cheat, the mum peers over and looks at my phone. Again, at this point, she genuinely seemed alright, just interested in what I was doing. "Hey, look, Charlie, look at what that boy is playing on his phone," she says to her son. Her kids seem relatively interested, to be fair, leading the woman to ask me about what exactly I was doing. "Excuse me, what game is that?" I happily explain to her what Wordle is, how it's seemingly taken over the world, and how it's a pretty simple word-based game that can be played by anyone, really. Her and her son may even enjoy it. "Oh, amazing! I've been trying to get Charlie to play some more intellectual games and puzzles, so that looks great. Would you mind letting him have a quick go?" Now, at this point, I delve deeper into the concept of Wordle. I explain that everyone in the world has the exact same puzzle to solve each and every day, and that you only get one chance per device. I tell her that I'm just in the middle of today's Wordle, jokingly tilting my screen away from her so as not to show her my first and second guess. This is where her demeanor begins to change a little. "Oh, come on, it'd be really great of you to let him have a go. He's only 6. She says this with an innocent chuckle, but I'm already getting the sense at this point that she probably isn't going to take no for an answer. I explain to her once again how the game works, that you do only get one chance per device. I tell her the website and explain that she is more than welcome to give her son a go on her own phone, but for whatever reason, she just doesn't really seem to understand. I'm not entirely sure what exactly she couldn't comprehend, whether it was my explanation or the game itself, but she quickly became quite adamant that Charlie needed to have a go on my phone, and now. I tried one last time to be polite, imploring her to use her own phone. "I'll get the website up for you, it will take 2 seconds, but no, it had to be my phone. Now look, I'd be lying if I said that something crazy happened after this. Ultimately, I'm a 23-year-old guy, and this woman wasn't totally mental, she just needed to chill. I explained to her that I'm not gonna give her my phone, and that given everything that's going on in the world right now, I probably wouldn't anyway, even if you could reset the game and let someone else have a fresh go. To be fair to Charlie, the kid didn't really seem to mind. If anything, he seemed to understand what I was saying far more than his mum. She was actually getting pretty irate at this point, demanding that I let her son have a go. I just sat there, trying to be as polite as I could, while laughing in my own head. Explanations were done at this stage, I just had to deal with her. Don't get me wrong, I was very, very tempted to quickly finish the Wordle myself, pass on my phone, and then spoil today's word, but I thought that wouldn't be fair to Charlie. He seems like a decent bloke. So I sat there. I took another minute or so of her ranting about me being selfish, rude, etc., until I was called by the receptionist for my appointments. I didn't think there was much point in arguing, and I couldn't really be bothered. Fair play to the receptionist, though, who must have been able to overhear our conversation and this mum's demands. While calling me for my appointment, she actually offered the Karen her phone to go on and have an attempt at today's word. Not something I would have done, but I admire her patience and generosity. However, this Karen clearly still didn't understand the concept of the game. It had to be my phone and only my phone. I just sighed and walked into the dentist's office. So that was it. Not a crazy interaction, but a weird one nonetheless. Funnily enough, the hygienist went to town on my teeth that day. Still less painful than my experience with this Karen. So there you go, that is my own personal story of how this Karen tried to steal my phone to play Wordle at the dentist. Unbelievable stuff. As you guys know, I really don't tell you a lot about my own experiences with Karens that often, because they don't happen that often at all. I've only ever done it once before. If you haven't seen that video, click the I button right here. That was a weird one as well. It wasn't too crazy. You know, I read these stories sometimes where Karens just go absolutely mental and they scream and, like, you know, get arrested, etc., etc. Personally, I've never had that happen to me. My experiences have always been quite, you know, low-key, like this one. But still, funny nonetheless, and I thought I'd bring you guys this one. Now, the next story in today's episode isn't about me, but let me tell you, it is just as entertaining. Let's get into it.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Entitled parents stole my Switch and held it hostage because I wasn't visiting anymore. I am a 20-year-old guy, and I moved out of my parents' house at 18 because I really can't stand them. And it's for all of the kinds of reasons that you can guess. They were jerks, they favored my younger siblings, they used me as free childcare, they told me, what's mine is mine, and what's yours is mine, and all that BS. When I left, my dad told me not to let the door hit me on my way out, and don't come back. I got the smallest, cheapest apartment I could find, and I've worked the same full-time job for 2 years. My parents didn't even hold out a month before calling me and begging me to come back home, because without me, someone else had to watch my siblings. I refused, because now I finally had time for myself. My dad eventually called me and actually demanded I move back home and pay them rent instead, because family is more important than my personal independence. I said back to him that my life is important too, and for once, I'm getting to live for myself. So he basically said, well then see how long you can last without us. And we didn't talk for months. I don't know what he was hoping for. I managed well enough by myself. My family seemed to slowly accept that I wasn't going to come crawling back. And over time, we seemed to mend things. I could tell they were having a hard time dealing with the fact things were on my terms and not theirs. They begged me to watch my younger siblings from time to time, even though the two that are closest to me in age are in their mid-teens now. But my parents don't want to put babysitting on them any more than they have to. Which is hypocritical of them, since they try to put it on me as much as possible. And yes, I have called them out on that. They responded with gaslighting and more months of silence yet again. And again, they were the ones to come crawling back to me for help. Not long ago, I bought myself a used Nintendo Switch, though I could only afford one game for it at the moment, which was Mario Kart. I got it bundled with the console for a good deal. My mum came by on a Saturday and asked me to watch my two younger siblings for a while. She basically pushed them in the door at me and ran. And I was stuck with these two rowdy kids all day in my tiny apartment. My mum didn't come back until after 9 p.m. And that was because I called her and made her come and get the kids. And she really didn't like that I cut her fun time short. I said that unless she wanted to pay me, I wasn't going to be watching my siblings all day anymore. And next time, I'm not even going to open the door. I'll call the cops if she just leaves them outside. The next morning, I realized I couldn't find my Switch anywhere. So I called my parents. And like I thought, one of my siblings had taken it. I said I was coming over to get it right away, but my mum said it could wait because my youngest sibling was gaming on it, and she didn't have the heart to take it away. I said it was taken without my permission, and I will be taking it back. So, I got on my bike and rode there ASAP. When I arrived, my sibling was crying because the Switch's battery had gone dead and they didn't have a charger. I told them to give it back. But my dad took it and said I can have it back when I agreed to start helping out with my siblings more. I told him if that's how he wanted to play this, I'd get the police involved. And no, I wasn't bluffing. He dug his heels in and insisted I wouldn't do it until I pulled out my phone and started dialing. My mum yelled, "Wait!" and hurriedly took my Switch back from my dad. He called her a traitor and demanded she return it to him instead of me, but she said it wasn't worth having the police called on them. Before leaving, I told them if this ever happens again, I'd be calling the police first, and if they want a Switch from my siblings so bad, they can go and get their own. My dad yelled that I can't disrespect him like that, and I countered that even though I'm an adult, he's not bothered to ever show an ounce of respect to me, and I'd had enough. Then I walked out with him yelling at me to come back and face him. Right now, it's back to silence from them. My mum texted me once, begging me to still watch my siblings. I said that if she wanted me to babysit so badly, she could pay me, and I'd only take the money in advance, because I'm not doing it for free anymore, especially after they stole from me and tried to keep from returning my property. They don't own me. I'm an adult with my own place and my own life, and they can either get used to that or get lost. It's been over a week since that text convo, and none of them has of yet even talked to me again. Which is fine. They can deal with their own mess. Wow, and there we go. A bit more of a intense story than my own experience there. But wow, what do you even say to that? Surely at the moment where your own mum like leaves two children on your doorstep, you're just like, you know what, no, I'm calling the police at this point. Like, come on, you can't just do that. That's got to be illegal. I know you're related, no, I know your family, but you can't do that. That's child abandonment, isn't it? Well, anyway, I've got to say, I'm quite thankful in many ways that I don't have my own personal stories to tell about my entitled family, because they're not entitled. Because wow, living with a family like this, toxic as that, God, horrible. It sounds like you're already on your way there, OP, but yeah, cutting ties, chilling out, not seeing them as much as you can, moving out as you have done, fair play to you for doing that and getting a stable job and just, yeah, getting them gone. Continue doing that, cut the ties as much as you can, that's what I'd say. Because they are mental. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode. Really hope you enjoyed it and you enjoyed my own story. If you want to hear more stories from me, well, first of all, I've got to get into these sort of interactions. Maybe I've got to go outside more and just, you know, go and find some Karens. Imagine a video where I just go out into London and just try and interact with Karens. That'd probably be quite funny. Do you want to see that? Drop a like, comment if you do. If you want more stories from me, from my own personal experiences, check out this video on screen. And if you are new to the channel, subscribe and turn notifications on for daily Reddit content.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.